Good afternoon from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball play. The Dort College defenders come into today's contest with a 12-15 overall mark, 4-13 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, taking on a College of St. Mary team that is 1-17 in the conference and 5-21 overall. The Dort College defenders and College of St. Mary Flames have played once already this year. That is the win for the Flames in conference play. That was in Omaha, and that was one of the more disappointing outings for the Dort College defenders this year. A 24-11 second quarter advantage put the Flames in control. They went on to defeat Dort College 81-70 in Omaha on January 4. Shea Palama scored 12 points in the loss. Rachel Leibovold had 10 points and 7 rebounds. The Flames were led by Miranda Acuna with 13 points, and Nelson had 12 with Hagen at 10. The Flames come into today's contest. They are on an 11-game losing skid. They beat Dort College on January 4th. They proceeded to lose to Doan in overtime in their next outing. They haven't won since. Flames are averaging 66 points per game. They allow 77.8 points per outing. The Omaha, Nebraska-based school is getting out-rebounded 40.7 to 34.9. They're making 39.2% of their shots from the field. Opponents are making 43.8. Peyton Hagen leads the balanced scoring effort with 8.6 points per game. Ashley Nelson, Justice Ross, Pillar Aldrich all score 8.5, 8.5, and 8.2 points per game, respectively. Ross tops the team with 6.7 rebounds per game, and she has 68 assists in 26 games played. The defender women are 12-15 this season, 4-13 in the GPAC. Dort has won 4 out of its last 5 games in league play. The defenders are led by Jamie Gasink and Kim Cruz with 10.1 and 9.4 points per game, respectively. Shea Palama's average is 7.7, and she takes down 6.9 rebounds per game. Annie Rinesmith has lifted her scoring average to 7.6 points per game. Paige Engbers and Kenzie Bausma each score 7.5 and 7.4 points per contest, respectively. Last outing for the Flames, February the 8th, they lost to Midland 80-59 after trailing 35-30 at halftime. Dort College led almost the entire game in upsetting Morningside this past Wednesday, 82-75. Annie Rinesmith scored 24 points, had 6 assists while converting 8 of 9 three-point shots. Gasing scored 13, and Cruz had 11 with 6 rebounds. Gasing grabbed 10 rebounds to record the double-double. We are moments away from the introductions of our starting lineups. Also, we will be getting to our national anthem in just a moment, performed by the Dort College Pep Band. But right now, let's pause as a prayer is offered by former Dort College women's basketball coach Craig Steensma and current men's soccer coach Craig Steensma.
Enjoy this competition.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here is your starting lineup for today's basketball game. We begin with the visitors from the College of St. Mary. They will start number four, Paige Muhammad, a 5'5 senior from Omaha, Nebraska. Number 10 is Ashley Nelson, a 5'9 sophomore from La Vista, Nebraska, averaging 8.5 points per game. Number 22 is Justice Ross, a 5'6 sophomore from Gretna, Nebraska, averaging 8.5 points per game. Number 24 is Pillar Aldrich, a 5'7 senior from Winnebago, Nebraska, averaging 8.2 points per game. And number 34 is Shelby Alberry, a 6-foot senior from North Platte, Nebraska, averaging 6.2 points per game. The College of St. Mary Flames are coached by Jesse Flanagan. For the Dort College defenders, a slightly different looking starting lineup this afternoon as senior Hannah Norton will draw the starting nod. Norton is a 5'2 senior from Buffalo, Minnesota. Her playing time has been limited this year. Kim Cruz is a 5'7 senior from Hall, Iowa. She is averaging 9.4 points per game. Number 22 is Jamie Gasek, a 5'9 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 10.1 points per contest. Number 23 is Paige Angbers, a 5'9 senior from Pella, Iowa, averaging 7.5 points per game. And rounding out the starting five for the Dort College defenders will be number 31, Shea Palama, a 6-foot senior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 7.7 points per game. Off of the bench, we anticipate seeing Annie Rinesmith, Kenzie Bosma, Alyssa Flone, Abby Pruitt, Peyton Harmson, and Rachel Evavold, a very deep Dort College team this year, very deep and very balanced. They have five players, make that six players, averaging more than 7 points per contest. And you throw in another four that are averaging between 3.6 and 6.0 points per game. We are set for basketball. Opening tip coming up here shortly. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. College of St. Mary Flames in their blue jerseys, Dort College in their whites, and the Flames control the opening tip. College of St. Mary with a basketball out front. It comes over to Ashley Nelson. Nelson, they feed it down low on the right block. That's Alberry. Alberry feeds it back on the right wing, comes back into the corner. Shot on the way for three is up and good for Paige Muhammad. Muhammad with the three-point basket. It's 3-0, Flames in front. Just underway here in Sioux Center, straight up at 2 o'clock, giving our opening tip. With it on the right side is Cruz. Kim Cruz with the basketball. She passes left side over to Gasing. Gasing gives it up into the corner to Angbers. Angbers puts it on the floor one time. That's Palama. Palama back over to Gasing. Gasing with it straight on, 7 to shoot. Gasing pulls up, tries the pick and roll, and it's taken away by the Flames. Flames basketball, College of St. Mary up and running. Left-handed layup, shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Angbers. Angbers has the numbers, 4-on-3. College of St. Mary retreating, trying to get it underneath. They get it to Palama. Palama, good body control, gets the shot up and down. And the Dort College defenders are on the board. They trail 3-2. 3-2 our score. Feed it down low on the right side is Alberry. Alberry, 12-footer, right side, good. Shelby Alberry with a 2-point bucket, and the Dort College defender lead is 5-2. Beg your pardon, deficit is 5-2. Flames with the lead. Pass out front to Cruz. Cruz gives it up left side. They come back over to Kim. Kim puts it up in traffic. Shot off the side of the backboard, no good. And the rebound is cleared by the Flames. Flames with it. Nelson. Nelson at the free throw line. She comes back right side. Three on the way is up. Hangs on the rim and falls out. Rebound Dort College. Coming away with it was Palama. Palama gives it up to Gasing. Gasing out front to Angbers. Angbers left side. Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Over to Hannah Norton. Comes back right side looking down low. Instead it goes Angbers. Angbers feed it down low. Palama. Palama facing up. One hard dribble. Puts it up after the head fake. Good. Shea Palama with 4 points for the defenders. Dort College trails 4-5. 5-4 our score. On the left side with it. They give it up to Justice Ross. Ross. Nothing there. Now the return pass. Three on the way is up and good for Aldrich. Aldrich knocks down the triple, and the College of St. Mary Flames starting as hot as can be here in the first few minutes. Let's see if Dort College is able to weather the storm and just stay close and then try to reverse fortunes. With it on the right side is Gasing. Gasing feeds it back over to Cruz. Cruz left side. They look. They give it up to Norton. Norton passes over to Gasing. Gasing looking down low. Instead, it comes back out front. Left side, Norton. Norton ball fake down to the baseline, and she's called for steps. Hannah Norton puts it on the deck. Gets called for the travel violation. Cruz and Norton are out. Checking into the game, Ryan Smith and Bausma. College of St. Mary basketball out front with it is Lodato. Left side pass over to Ross. Feed it down low. Nothing there. Comes back right side, Nelson. Nelson puts it up, blocked by Gasing. Gasing saves it to Ryan Smith. Ball's loose, picked up by CSM. Flames with the basketball on the left elbow. Comes back right side, Aldrich. Aldrich feeds it down low to Alberry. Alberry puts it up in traffic. Shot no good, but a foul on the play. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Jamie Gasing. Gasing whistled for foul number one. That is team foul number one on the defenders as well. So foul against Dort College. CSM with free throws. First free throw by Alberry, no good. She's got another one on the way. She's a 56% free throw shooter. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Right side of the basketball is Cruz. Cruz underneath it goes. The cut to Rinesmith. Annie Rinesmith with the easy bucket. And the Dort College defenders trail 8-6. CSM basketball. Pass out front to Alberry. Alberry comes back right side over to Ross. Three-pointer on the way. Top of the key. Left it short. No good. The missed attempt by the Flames. And Aldrich. Here comes Dort College. Gasing in transition. Gasing stops. Feeds it outside to Harmson. Harmson on the wing. Comes back. Right elbow. With it is Paloma. Paloma, 17 to shoot. Gasing. Gasing underneath Bausma. Bausma puts it up in traffic. And Kenzie Bausma is fouled in the act of shooting. And Kenzie, the sophomore from Sheldon, will shoot a pair of free throws. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick and Rock Family, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Pair of free throws for Bausma up and through, and it's 8-8, 5:55 remaining. First quarter of play. Dort College in making a comeback after trailing early. Muhammad down to the baseline. Muhammad gives it up to Aldrich. Aldrich back out front. Alberry. Alberry a step back two. Good. Shelby Alberry with 4 points. And the defenders trail 10-8. Dort College has not led in this contest. Pruitt passes it left side over to Bausma. Bausma gives it up to right side. They feed it down low. Nothing there. Looking for it. Kick out back over to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith gives it up to Evavold. Evavold, Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with the basketball, and Ryan Smith has it stripped on the way up. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. Beg your pardon, last touch by CSM. It will be Dort College basketball. 5:15 left to play, first period of basketball. Ryan Smith will be tossing it in for the defenders. Rinesmith gets the ball inbounded to Harmson. Back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith continues her hot streak. She knocks down the three-point shot. She has now made 10 out of her last, or pardon me, 9 out of her 10 three-point shots. Flame basketball. Muhammad. Muhammad with it. Puts it up. Answering with a three of her own. Paige Muhammad with the three-point basket. That's her second. And the Dort College defenders. And now they wave it off, and they say it was just a two, so they don't wave it off. They make the correction, a two-point basket for Muhammad. With the basketball, here comes Dort College and Rinesmith. Dort College trailing by a point. Pick it up right side. Goes over to Bausma. Bausma, nothing there. Bausma trying to feed it over to Harmson, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It will be CSM basketball. So the College of St. Mary, with it on the offensive end as they bring it up. with it on the right wing. They feed it out top to Ross. Ross, left side, Muhammad. Muhammad back over to Ross. Ross down to the baseline, Albury. Albury gives it up to Ross. Into the corner, three, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College and Harmson. Up the floor with it is Pruitt. Pruitt on the left side. Pruitt stripped, and a foul on the play called on CSM. I believe that's going to go on Muhammad. So the foul against the 5'5 senior from Omaha. It's team foul number two against CSM. And inbounding the basketball will be Dort College. They get it in to Flone. Gasing. Gasing off of the glass. Too strong. No good. Chases down her own rebound. Shot put back. No good. Rebound taken down by Dort College. Kick out pass. Comes over to Engbers. Rings it. No good. Shot no good by Gasing. No good. And Gasing is finally fouled on the play. Gasing with a couple of putback attempts. Unable to finish it. And then finally gets fouled. She was 0 for 3 on that trip. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313, and by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Free throws on the way for Gasing. She makes one out of two. We're tied 12-12. So Gasing, normally a pretty reliable free throw shooter. One for two on that trip to the free throw line. We have our second tie of the basketball game. First one came at 8-8, a little over 2 minutes ago. CSM basketball, shot on the way off of the window, no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College and Paloma. Paloma gets it ahead to Flone. Flone with the basketball in between the circles. Flone has it on the left wing. Over to Gasing. Gasing feeds it right side over to Cruz. Cruz to Engbers. Engbers left side. Flone. Flone to Cruz. Cruz in traffic. Shot no good. Unable to finish. Rebound taken away by the Flames. Flame basketball. Acuna. Acuna at the free throw line. Acuna feeds it right side. And the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touched by CSM. Getting a hand on it was Flone. And then it glances off of Alyssa Lodato. And the Dort College defenders will bring the basketball up. Flone passes right side, 3:05 remaining. Underneath it goes to Paloma. Paloma with a two-point bucket. She's got six. And the Dort College defenders lead 14-12. This is the first lead for Dort College this afternoon. Pass goes out front. Stolen away by Flone. Flone with a steal. Flone, one player to beat. Drives in, stops, gathers herself. Shot no good. Rebound Gasing, and Gasing has it knocked away from behind. Out of bounds, it is last touched by the defenders. It will be CSM basketball. So CSM gets it back after Dort College got the steal. Flone didn't have quite enough space to get a breakaway layup up. Driving the other way with the basketball is Muhammad. Muhammad with the basketball. She gives it up to Aldrich. Aldrich, right-handed shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Rio Landers. Landers, her first action in a while. She's been dealing with a leg injury. Driving in, right side is Cruz, and Kim Cruz is fouled on the way up. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Cruz makes one of two free throws. Dort College now as a team is 4 of 6 from the free throw line. And the defenders have scored 4 points in a row, turning an 11-12 deficit into a 15-12 advantage. Top of the key, three, answering no. Rebound taken away by Dort College and Flone. Flone ahead to Cruz. Cruz attacking from the right wing. Passes it off to Gasing. Gasing left-hand layup, good. Cruz the assist. So Gasing with a two-point bucket. She's got three, and the defenders open up a five-point lead at 17-12. 17-12, our score. Pass out front. Flames have it on the left wing. Driving in with the right hand is Paige Muhammad. Pass comes back over to Albury, and Albury stops the bleeding with a two-point basket. Shelby Albury with 6 points, and the defender lead is 17-14. 17-14 our score. Right side it goes. Driving in with the right hand is Flown. Flown unable to make the shot through contact. Here come the Flames. Flames basketball. Stop. Pop. 14-footer is good for Justice Ross. Justice Ross makes it a one-point game, 17-16. Nice pull-up jumper that time. Didn't get too deep and took what was given her. Gets it over to Cruz. Cruz passes left side over to Ingbers. Ingbers right side back over to Cruz. Cruz to Landers. Landers pass tipped by Paige Muhammad. And Muhammad's going to be rung up for the personal foul in the process. She ran through Cruz to get to that basketball. So she gets called for the personal foul. And Alyssa Flone will shoot a couple of free throws. First free throw on the way for Flone is up and through. Another one on the way for Flone. Flone, a 5'7 junior from Sioux Center, makes that free throw. She's got another one on the way. 1:02 remaining, first quarter of play. Second free throw off the mark, no good. Dort College not sharp from the free throw line here in the first quarter or so of this contest. CSM with it. They go high post to Albury. Albury at the free throw line. Kick out pass. Right wing. Nothing there. Now coming up to the right side. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Angbers. Angbers gets the outlet pass. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing deep right corner. Now Angbers. Angbers shot off of the glass. Good. Paige Angbers with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 20-16. 20-16. Dort College in front. CSM trying to feed it down low to Albury, and Rio Landers is called for a personal foul. Didn't get around the player, but reached across and gets rung up for the personal foul. That's foul number two against the Dort College defenders in this quarter. Not a bad foul to give that time, as it looked like CSM had some post position. Pass goes into Nelson. Nelson against Gasing. Gasing goes straight up. Ball's loose. Picked up by Dort College. Coming up with it is Flown. Flown with it on the right side. Flown goes over to Cruz. Nine now. Eight. She's just outside the half-court circle. Cruz driving in. Draws some contact. Shot won't go. Rebound taken away by Landers. Landers put back at the buzzer is good. Rio Landers, an offensive rebound and a putback. And the Dort College defender lead is 22-16 at the end of one quarter of play. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College basketball as we start the second quarter of play. So Dort College, an opportunity for a little separation here. Up 22-16 after one quarter of play. With it out front, they go over to Bausma. Bausma gives it up to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it. Rinesmith to Harmson. Harmson back to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it, right corner. Comes down into the corner to Bausma. Bausma, they feed it down low. Ball is loose, picked up by Evavold. Evavold, Pruitt. Pruitt drives in. Off-balance, left-handed shot, no good. Bausma hustling forward, and the ball ends up loose. Picked up by CSM. Flames come back the other way with a basketball. Aldrich. Aldrich, three, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Bausma. Bausma to Rinesmith. Rinesmith will take it up. The Dort College defenders in front, 22-16, nearly a minute gone here in the second quarter of play. Pass goes left side over to Pruitt. Pruitt into the corner, Evavold. Evavold comes back over to Pruitt. Pruitt into the corner, Harmson. Harmson, Evavold. Evavold faces up against Albury. Reverses Rinesmith. Another one in and out, no good. That one was halfway down, pops out. Comes out to Pruitt. Pruitt, three, in and out, no good. Halfway down, pops out. Back we go the other way with the basketball. Right side. This is Aldrich. Aldrich feeds it left wing to Lodato. Lodato to Aldrich. Aldrich, they feed it underneath and out of position that time. Bausma ended up stumbling, got out of position. Ashley Nelson got a shot at the basket, and it was Bausma that committed the foul. That's foul number one on Bausma. So Kenzie Bausma whistled for foul number one. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Van Engelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Ployne Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. And by People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center, 722-0101. A couple of made free throws by Nelson, and the Dort College lead is 22-18. Dort College now on the offensive end, and we've got a tie-up, alternating possession. It is Flames basketball on the floor for the defenders right now. Ryan Smith, Pruitt, Evavold, Bausma, and Harmson. Ladotta over the basketball out front, guarded there by Ryan Smith. Alberry passes left wing, comes back to Ladotta. Ladotta goes high post, Alberry. Alberry, kick out pass, right side of Ladotta. Ladotta, nothing there. Ladotta spins it back to the free throw line. Nelson. Nelson gives it up to Ross. Ross, spin move, guarded there by Bausma. Shot on the way by Alberry, no good. Rebound taken away by Bausma. Bausma over the basketball. Bausma feeds it ahead to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith to Harmson. Harmson gets it back. Right wing, three on the way. Missed it, no good. And now foul called on the play against Kenzie Bausma. Bausma whistled for foul number two. Bausma, Harmson, Evavold checking out along with Pruitt. On the floor for the defenders right now, Cruz, Engbers, Palama, Gasing, and Ryan Smith. Flame basketball on the right side is Ashley Nelson. They feed it down low. Alberry. Alberry shot good. Alberry with a 2-point basket. 22-20. Dort College up by two. So the lead that was six at 22-16, with Dort College shooting for an even larger lead, has been cut down to two. Foul on the other end called against CSM as Palama got the ball deep. And Palama will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Free throw on the way for Shea. First one is up and through. She's got 7 points. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe. Featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City, and by Sioux Commercial Sweeping. They're located in Sioux Center. Second free throw is up and good. So Shea makes both free throws. She's got eight. And the defender lead is back to 24-20. 24-20 our score. Right side Nelson. Nelson on the wing. Nelson feeds it out front to Ross. Ross to Alberry. Alberry trying for the hook move and ends up dribbling the ball nearly out of bounds. She has to dive and save it. Pass goes over to Brown. Brown into Ladotta. Ladotta deep left corner, and a foul on the play called on Annie Rinesmith. Annie whistled for the personal. That's foul number one on her. And team foul number three on the defenders in this quarter. Checking into the game for CSM is Andrea Christensen. Alberry will check out. Flames inbounding. Shot no good on the inbounds pass. Cleared by Engbers. Engbers over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball. And he goes right side over to Cruz. Cruz, deep right wing. Comes to Engbers. Engbers tries to thread the needle. Picked up by Palama after it's deflected. Comes back right side over to Cruz. 15 to shoot. Cruz dribbles it off of her shin. Out of bounds. It will be CSM basketball. So the College of St. Mary Flames get it back. 24-20 our score. And coming up the floor with the basketball is Ladotta. Ladotta goes right elbow. This is Nelson. Nelson to Ladotta. Ladotta on the left wing. Nothing there. Ross. Ross, right side. Brown. Brown in traffic. Shot no good. Ran into two players. No call made. Here comes Dort College and Rinesmith. 6 minutes remaining, first half. Engbers underneath Gasing. Gasing spins away from traffic. Her layup is good. Jamie Gasing with 5 first quarter points. And the defender lead is 26-20, so they're back to a 6-point advantage, their biggest lead of the game. Ladotta with it left side. Ladotta. They feed it right wing. Backing her way in is Ross. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Rinesmith. Rinesmith ahead to Gasing. Gasing stops. Nothing there. Engbers. Engbers. Three. Good. Paige Engbers with the three-point bucket. She's got five, and the defenders have their biggest lead of the game, 29-20. A full-length timeout charge to the College of St. Mary Flames. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. CSM basketball after the timeout. Rachel Evenold whistled for the personal foul, her first. Team foul number four on the defenders, so CSM will be in the bonus from here on out after this ball is inbounded. Flames to throw it in. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it into Nelson. Nelson with the basketball gives it up to Curran. Curran back over to Aldrich. Aldrich to Brown. Brown gives it up Nelson. Nelson against Gasink. Her shot is good. Ashley Nelson with a two-point bucket. North College's lead is 29-22. That ends a seven-point run by the defenders. Right side with it is Gasink. Picks it up, gets it away to Flone. Flone left side to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with a basketball. Rinesmith gives it into the corner. Nothing there for Flone. Flone back out front. Rinesmith 10 to shoot. Rinesmith, two players around her, dumps it off for Evavold. Easy pickings for Evavold. Evavold with the two-point bucket off the assist by Rinesmith. Rinesmith had three players around her, and she simply found the closest player to the basket. And that was Evavold, and Evavold with the easy two-point shot. Brown with it, steps inside the arc, nothing there. Beg your pardon, that's Muhammad. That's number four instead of 14. With a basketball, Dort College into the front court after the steal. This is Flone. Flone right side, Rinesmith. Thought about launching the long three. Instead goes to Evavold. Evavold on the block. Nothing there, and she's going to be called for 3 seconds in the lane. 3 seconds in the lane violation against Evavold. Evavold went to make a move and looked for a kick out and then gets whistled for a 3 seconds in the lane violation. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. Muhammad with the basketball. Muhammad gives it up over to Nelson. Nelson with it to Ross. Ross, right side. Flames basketball, 10 to shoot. Muhammad puts it on the floor, left elbow, nothing there. Back outside to Nelson. Nelson back to Muhammad. Muhammad hits the three. She's got her third long shot of the night. Her second, that counts for three. The other one, her toes were on the line. Pruitt's pass is deflected into the backcourt, and now Albury gets called for a foul, chasing it into the backcourt. She collided with Gasink. And with 3:20 left to go in the half, Dort College has a 31-25 advantage. Four new players checking in. Staying on the floor will be Abby Pruitt. Cruz Pruitt. Bausma. Harmson. And Paloma on the floor for the defenders. Looks like the Flames are in a 2-3 zone. 3:14 and counting. Pass comes over to Cruz. Cruz gives it up. Harmson. Harmson looking down low. Instead, they come out front to Cruz. Cruz with it in between the circles. Comes back over to Paloma. Paloma, 14-footer, missed it. No good. And the rebound is taken away by CSM. Muhammad up the floor, blocked from behind by Pruitt. Pruitt loses it. It's picked up by Paloma, and Paloma hits the floor hard. And a foul on the play called on CSM as Lacey Knutson swept the legs out from under Paloma. Paloma hits the floor hard. She's going to feel that one tomorrow morning. 31-25 our score. Then again, I think everyone's going to feel it in the morning, just because I would. Coming back the other way, CSM. Flames basketball, off balance, shot no good. Rebound Harmson, you got a jailbreak opportunity. There you go. Pruitt ahead with it to Paloma. Paloma underneath, lays it up, good. Shea Paloma with 10 points. Dort College leads 33-25, an 8-point advantage. Dort College has led by as many as 9. Flame basketball. Muhammad. Muhammad gives it up to Nelson. Down low. They feed it to Knudsen. Ball deflected. Cruz has it. No, it's taken down by Palama. Palama latches on to the loose basketball. Here comes Door College. Pruitt. Pruitt in between the circles out front. 155 and counting. With it on the left side. Pruitt. Bausma. And Bausma puts the shot up. It's missed. Shea Palama goes after the offensive rebound and gets called for a personal foul. It's foul number one on Palama. Free throws on the way for CSM. They're in the bonus from here on out. Flames also have one foul to give before Dort College is in the bonus. First free throw is up and good for Knudsen. Knudsen with another free throw on the way. So a second free throw on the way for Knudsen. This one's up and it skips out, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Dort College and Gasink. Gasink to Pruitt. Pruitt out front. They look for Gasink at the free throw line. They get it to Gasink. She dumps it off for Palama. Palama basket good. Shea Palama with a dozen first half points. Defenders match their biggest lead of the ball game, 35-26. Flame basketball. Right side, this is Acuna. Acuna to Muhammad. Muhammad, shot no good. And a foul called on Muhammad. That's number three on her, and that's a costly one. As she commits that foul near midcourt, it's number three on her. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also online, KDCR885.com. Back with more in a moment. Dort College basketball after the timeout. Gasink, ball fake, puts it up in traffic, right hand good. Jamie Gasink after a tough start. Missed her first three shots on one possession. That one, one for two from the free throw line. Has come back and has helped Dort College to an 11-point lead at 37-26. Gasink has 7 points so far. Palama has a dozen. For the College of St. Mary Flames, number 34, Shelby Alberry, has 4 field goals and 8 points. Under a minute remaining in the first half of play. First free throw is up and good. That's Acuna with the free throw. She's got another one on the way. Trying to trim it down to a single-digit ball game again. Our officials today, Jake Dilsaver, Josh Junker, and Matt Hager. Kim Cruz checks out of the basketball game. That foul, by the way, was on Rio Landers. That's her second. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So knocking down the second free throw was Miranda Acuna. Acuna makes it a 37-28 9-point advantage for the defenders. Defenders with a 9-point lead. Into the front court is Ryan Smith. She passes right side. 46 seconds and counting. Shot clock is at 20. Gasink gives it up. Ryan Smith into the corner. Harmson lets fly with a three. Yep. Peyton Harmson with a three-point bucket, averaging 3.8 points per game. Dort College with their biggest lead of the game, 40-28. Difference between the shot clock and game clock, less than a second. 25.8 seconds and counting. Flame basketball. They feed it into the post. With it is Nelson. Kick-out pass, right baseline is good. Two-point bucket for Aldrich. And the Dort College lead is 10, 40-30. 12 seconds remaining. Across the timeline is Gasing. Gasing crosses over, stops, feeds it underneath for Landers. Landers is stripped on the way up. 4 seconds left. Here come the Flames. 1 second. And just before the buzzer, they get the shot off, but unable to knock it down was Aldrich. She was off balance and lunging. She misses the shot that would have cut it to 8. Instead, it stays at 10. 40-30, our score. We're at halftime. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Welcome back to the DeWitt Gymnasium. Dort College leading the College of St. Mary Flames at halftime, 40-30 in women's college basketball. Dort College trailed early in this one, trailing by as many as 4 at 8-4. They tied it at 8-8, tied it again at 12-12, took the lead for the rest of the half at the 3:44 mark of the first quarter, leading 14-12. They proceeded to score six unanswered to go up 17-12. And then ran off another 5 points in a row to go up 22-16. Led 29-20 at the end of the first quarter. Beg your pardon, 22-16 at the end of the first quarter. And Dort College outscores the College of St. Mary 18-14 in the second quarter to forge a 40-30 halftime lead. Dort College led by as many as 12, 40-28 before surrendering the last basket of the second quarter. Dort College, for the first half, 15 of 30 from the floor, 3 for 7 from the three-point line, 7 of 10 from the free-throw line. 50% shooting from the floor, 42.9% from the three-point line, and 70% from the free-throw line. For the College of St. Mary, 11 of 28 from the floor, 39.3%, 3 for 10 on threes, 30%, 5 for 8 for free throws, 62.5%. Dort College has out-rebounded the College of St. Mary, 24-12. Turnovers, Dort College 8, the Flames 5. Individually, Shea Palama 5 of 6 from the floor for 12 points. 7 points for Jamie Gasing. 5 for Annie Rinesmith. 5 for Paige Angbers. 1 for Kim Cruz, 2 for Kenzie Bosma, 1 for Alyssa Flohn, 3 for Peyton Harmson. 2 each for Rio Landers and Rachel Evavold for their total of 40. For the College of St. Mary, 8 points each for Shelby Alberry and Paige Muhammad. 5 for Pillar Aldrich. 4 for Ashley Nelson, 2 for Miranda Acuna, and 1 for Lacey Knutson for their total of 30. Paige Muhammad in a bit of foul trouble. She's got 3 for the Flames. And Shelby Alberry has 2 personal fouls. Rebounding, Justice Ross. Beg your pardon, Paige Muhammad leads with 3 personal fouls. Justice Ross has 3 rebounds. Ashley Nelson also has 3 rebounds. For the defenders, Jamie Gasink has 5 rebounds, 3 each for Shea Palama, Kenzie Bosma, and Peyton Harmson. Jamie Gasink has 4 assists. Paige Ingbers has 2 assists. Annie Rinesmith has a pair of assists as well for the defenders. For the Flames, 2 assists for Justice Ross and Ashley Nelson, and 2 steals for Shelby Alberry. 40-30 at halftime. Dort College will have the first possession of the second half as well. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look around the conference right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Everybody wants a piece of you at halftime. Sorry for the dead air. Let's take a look at the scoreboard. Morningside leads Doan 46-29 in women's play. Concordia leads Briar Cliff 37-28. Northwestern over Midland at halftime 55-30. And Hastings over Mount Marty by a halftime score of 30-27 here in GPAC women's basketball play. Heading into play today, Concordia is 16-0. Dakota Wesleyan and Hastings are both 13-4. Morningside stands 11-6. Northwestern is 9-9. Briarcliff 8-9. Midland and Doan are 7-10. Mount Marty is 5-12. Dort College 4-13. The College of St. Mary 1-17. The Dort College men's team has the day off today. They will be back in action on Wednesday night, the back end of a doubleheader against Mount Marty. The women's game will begin at 6 o'clock, and the men's contest will get underway at about 8 o'clock, and the Dort College basketball teams wrap up the regular season 1 week from today on the road at the college at Concordia in Seward, Nebraska. That'll be a 2 o'clock start time for the women and a 4 o'clock start time for the men. I would say at this point it is unlikely that Dort College women make the GPAC postseason tournament, but they are still mathematically alive. 3 games behind Doan and Midland for the 8th spot. With 3 games remaining, you need Midland and Doan to lose out. Dort College would need to win out. And, of course, looming at the end of that schedule is that trip to Concordia 1 week from today against the number 2 team in the country. But the Dort College defenders knocked off the number 8 team in the country this past week. So nothing is out of the question. For the Dort College men, right now they position themselves to make it into the postseason tournament. if they take care of business in terms of knocking off Mount Marty on the road. And if you can win over Concordia, then you've locked it up. The team they're vying for that eighth and final spot with is Doan. Doan also has Mount Marty on their schedule. And the Doan College Tigers are hosting Midland this Wednesday evening. And the Doan College Tigers in action today as well as they travel the Morningside. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with the second half of play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College basketball, Palama with it on the right block. Palama gives it over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith comes back to Palama. Palama in traffic, and Palama unable to get the shot off. She ends up traveling with it, and the turnover gives the basketball back to the College of St. Mary Flames. Muhammad with the basketball. Muhammad across the timeline. She passes right side over to Aldrich. Aldrich gives it up to Alberry. Alberry comes back out front. Three-pointer up and good for Aldrich. Aldrich makes it an seven-point ball game. She has 8 points. It's 40-33. Gasing passes left side over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith gives it up to Palama. Palama, Gasing. Gasing to Cruz. Cruz at the free throw line. Angbers, three-pointer. Left wing, no good. Rebound taken down by Palama. Palama with a putback. She's got 14. 42-33. Dort College by 9. CSM basketball. Ross. Ross on the wing. Over to Nelson. Nelson passes it left side to Muhammad. Muhammad shot no good. Rebound cleared by Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz up the floor. Forces the issue. And she is fouled on the play. Foul is going to be on Alberry, I believe. It's either Alberry or Ross. It's going to go on Ross. Justice Ross whistled for the personal. And that is foul number 2 on her. Free throws on the way for Kim Cruz. First one by Cruz is good. She's got another one on the way. 2 points today for Cruz. And it's back to a 10-point ball game, 43-33. A second free throw on the way. This one's off the mark, no good. And the defenders lead 43-33. Right side of the basketball is Ross. Ross gives into the corner, Alberry. Alberry on the elbow of the lane, beg your pardon. Comes back right side, nothing there. Ross stops, pops, 12-footer, no good. Rebound cleared by Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it. Rinesmith up the floor. Annie goes over to Cruz. Cruz blocked. Gets the basketball back, puts it up, shot no good, gets her own rebound back, shot is good. Kim Cruz with 3 second-half points, and the Dort College lead is 45-33. Timeout on the floor, Dort College by a dozen, matching their biggest lead. Back with more after this. 8:14 remaining, third quarter of play. Dort College 45, CSM 33. Flame basketball with it out front is Muhammad. Muhammad with it across the timeline. Muhammad picks up her dribble. She passes right side over to Nelson. Nelson goes into the corner, nothing there. Now thrown right into the waiting hands of Annie Rinesmith. Rinesmith with a steal. Muhammad has 3 fouls. She can't contest the shot. Rinesmith with the easy basket. She's got 7 after the steal and the lay-in. And the defenders lead by 14, 47-33. Right side with the basketball. They feed it. Now Muhammad with a basketball. Muhammad to Alberry. Alberry misses the 15-footer from the free throw line. Misses it off of the glass. Rebound cleared by the defenders. Dort College basketball, Rinesmith. 7:23 and counting. Right side, Dort College with a lead in the basketball. 7:20 remaining here in the third period. Cutting down low was Pruitt. Instead, Rinesmith takes it into traffic, and Rinesmith, what's the call going to be? We had 2 players on the collision for CSM. Foul called on CSM and number 22, Justice Ross. Ross whistled for her third personal foul. So now CSM has 2 players in some foul trouble. Free throw on the way for Rinesmith is up and through. Rinesmith following up her 24-point performance from Wednesday night with an 8-point performance here this evening, this afternoon. And the defenders starting to stretch this one out, getting up by 15, 48-33, pending another free throw. Free throw is up. Free throw off the mark, no good by Ryan Smith, and it stays at 15, 48-33. CSM basketball pass into the corner, three, missed it, no good. Rebound to Albury. Albury fires it out front, stolen by Dort College and Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith is going to get a couple of steals where the ball just ended up. She was in the right place at the right time. She chases it down the floor. She gets the layup to go, and she is fouled on the play. Three-point play opportunity coming here for Ryan Smith. Gasink will check out of the basketball game. So Ryan Smith now with 10. That foul, by the way, was on Paige Muhammad. Muhammad whistled for her fourth personal foul. She will check out of the basketball game with 6:56 remaining. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith, an old-fashioned three-point play. 6:56 remaining. Third quarter of action. Out front with the basketball is Lodato. Lodato to Ross. Now Lodato. And we've got a foul on the drive by Aldrich. Foul called on Dort College and Alyssa Flohn. Flohn whistled for her first personal. Team foul number one on the defenders in this half. And now the ball deflected out. Last touch by CSM. It'll be Dort College basketball. Flohn walking it up the floor. She passes right side over to Bausma. Bausma, Harmson. Harmson, Pruitt. Pruitt driving in, shot no good. Rebound cleared, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by CSM. It'll be Dort College basketball. 6:27 left to play in the third quarter. Throwing the ball in will be Flohn. Flohn gets it in over the top to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt gives it up. Evavold. And Evavold, we've got a foul called against Dort College. And that foul goes on Dort College and Bausma. That's number three on Bausma. 6:21 remaining. Lodato up the floor with it. Dort College with an 18-point lead. With it on the left side. Pass comes out front to Acuna. Acuna, Lodato. Lodato with it on the right side. Down to the baseline. Cut off. Shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Bausma. And Bausma is fouled. They're going to call a jump ball. Well, forcing the tie up was Justice Ross. And Dort College will platoon five players into the game. Checking into the contest, Cruz, Angbers, Palaman Norton, and Gasink. Flame basketball, right side pass to Ross. Ross, three, missed it, no good. Weak side rebound taken away by Norton. Norton over to Gasink. Gasink into the front court. Jamie Gasink across the timeline. Passes left side over to Angbers. Angbers to Cruz. Cruz through her fingertips. And the rebound is cleared by CSM, or the loose basketball cleared by CSM. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Dort College. And Palama. Palama to Cruz. Cruz brings it up. Gasing to Norton. Norton deep right corner. Norton comes back over to Cruz. Cruz feeds it down low for Palama. Palama, two players around her. Had a player open underneath. Didn't see her. Instead, it comes back over to Angbers. Angbers over to Gasink, and Gasink is held on the play by Alyssa Lodato. Lodato whistled for the personal foul. Gasink will inbound the basketball to Norton, and we've got an illegal screen called on the defenders. That's going to go on the defender, Shea Palama. Palama whistled for her second personal foul. 5:07 and counting, third quarter. Flames have it. Lodato. Lodato gives it up. Left side to Knutson. Right side. 12-footer, no good. CSM has scored 3 points in the first 5 minutes of this second half. North College has an 8-3 advantage. Kim Cruz driving in. Cruz fouled on the way to the hoop. And she is fouled on the play by Justice Ross. Ross whistled for her fourth personal foul. So Kim Cruz to the free throw line. She'll shoot a pair. Two free throws on the way for Cruz. This one's up and good. She's got another one coming. So a three-point basket by the Flames to open up the second half of play. Other than that, they have not scored. Second free throw by Cruz misses everything. And Dort College will inbound. CSM will inbound. With Dort College leading 52-33. A 19-point lead for the defenders, their largest of the ballgame. Flames pass at left side. On the wing is Lodato. And Lodato makes a three-point basket. It's 52-36. Lodato narrows it to 16. Jamie Gasink drives the other way. And Jamie Gasink is fouled. She'll go to the free throw line. And she will shoot two. 4:22 remaining in the third quarter. Dort College in control. Have not shot their free throws well this afternoon, though. The defenders so far today, 11 of 18 from the free throw line. And another free throw on the way for Gasink. This one's up and good. So Gasink makes one of two. She's got eight. And the defender lead is 53-36. 53-36, steal by Flohn. Flohn driving in, puts it up, shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Brown. And Alyssa Flohn will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws. First free throw by Flohn is up and through. Another free throw on the way. And that one's up and good as well. So Flohn now with 3 points. She's 3 for 4 from the free throw line. And the defender lead is back to 19, 55-36. 4 minutes remaining. Flohn trying to double team. Now the pass goes back to Lodato. Lodato into the corner. Flame basketball on the right wing. They dump it down low. Shot up, no good. Rebound Gasink. Gasink to Flohn. Flohn ahead to Engbers. Engbers stops, tries to feed it off to Rinesmith. And the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball after the kick is called. Inbounding the basketball left side of the lane is Flohn. Flohn gets it in over the top. Gasink splits the defense in traffic, shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by CSM. CSM with the basketball, cutting into the 19-point lead. The attempt no good. Putback attempt no good by CSM's Knutson. Knutson will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And Peyton Harmson is whistled for the foul. Harmson's free throw is, I beg your pardon, Knudsen's free throw is good. Dort College has outscored CSM 15-7 in this quarter. Now 15-8. The defenders lead 55-38. And there's a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 55-38, Dort College. Dort College is leading in this one. Dort College bidding for their 13th win of the year. Their fifth win in six outings. Right side of the basketball is Flohn. Flohn gives it to Rinesmith. Rinesmith fires it to Evabold. 13 to shoot. Cruz to Harmson. Harmson three from the wing. Missed it. No good. And the rebound is cleared by CSM and Knudsen. Knudsen over the basketball. Knudsen gives it up to Lodato. Lodato to Brown. Brown over the basketball. They feed it down low. Harmson not willing to give any ground. Three players around the shooter. And forcing it up is Nelson, unable to finish it. Here comes Dort College. Pass to Rinesmith. Rinesmith in between the circles. She goes right side. Back over to Flohn. Flohn with it. Flohn looking. Gets it down low to Cruz. Cruz trying to post up Lodato. And the CSM player, Tierra Brown, saves it off of her teammate Lodato as she fired it back into play. Inbounding the basketball will be Dort College, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Flohn to trigger it. Pass comes into Cruz. Cruz, Evavold. Evavold with the right hand. Her layup, good. Rachel Evavold with 4 points. And the defenders back in front by 19, 57-38. Answering with a three-point basket is Curran. Curran with her first basket of the day. And the defender lead is 57-41. Rinesmith puts it up in traffic. Shot blocked. Out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Pruitt will check into the game. On the floor for the defenders, Rinesmith. Well, Rinesmith checks out now. It'll Pruitt, Gasink, Evavold, Angbers, and Cruz. 2:06 remaining. Throwing the ball in will be Gasing. Gasing throws it over the top, gets it to Angbers. Angbers, right side, Gasing. Gasing, Cruz. Cruz, up strong, layup good. Kim Cruz with 7 points, and the defender lead is 59-41. Defenders have led by as many as 19 here today. And another basket, this time by Lodato. Lodato with a two. And the defender lead is 59-43. CSM not willing to fade. Dort College runs a pick and roll on the right wing. They feed it off to the post player as she opened up. And that was Shea Palama. Palama misses the shot, but she's fouled. She'll go to the free throw line. Free throw's on the way. First one is up. No good. Another one on the way. .133 remaining in the third quarter. Dort College in control. Second free throw is up and good. So Palama makes one of two. She's got 15. And the defender lead is 60-43. Dort College averaging 65 points per game. Shot no good on the putback attempt. Rebound cleared by Palama. Palama gets it away to Pruitt. Pruitt will bring it up. Pruitt up the floor with the right hand over to Cruz. Cruz with it in between the circles. Cruz, they feed it down low. Gasing. Gasing shot no good, but there for the rebound and the putback is Palama. Palama will go to the free throw line now for the three-point play opportunity. And we'll try to establish the largest lead of the day for the defenders at 20. 62-43 currently with 1:06 remaining. So the free throw on the way for Palama. Rattles out, no good. And the rebound is cleared by CSM. Dort College matching their biggest lead of the game at 62-43. They've led by 19 on several occasions. And now a reach-in foul called on Jamie Gasink as she was trying to defend the handoff. Gasink whistled for her second. 54.2 seconds remaining. Third quarter of play. Dort College up 19, but CSM will shoot free throws. Curran to the free throw line. She makes one. Pruitt and Gasink check out of the game. 54.2 seconds remaining. And another one on the way. That one's up and good for Curran. And it's 62-45, North College by 17. Out front with the basketball, Ryan Smith goes high post. Paloma over to Angbers. Angbers into the corner, Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Now Angbers to Cruz, 10 to shoot. Cruz drives in, her layup, good. Kim Cruz with 8 points in the third quarter, 9 points for the game. North College leads by 19 and a travel violation called against the CSM Flames. North College leading 64-45, 24.8 seconds remaining. Third quarter of action. North College in control. CSM beginning to run out of time. Ryan Smith calls for a set play with 14 seconds remaining. North College can hold for the final shot. Ryan Smith tries to feed it off to Paloma, and Paloma, the pass a little too low, and she ends up kicking it out of bounds. Alyssa Fetters will check into the game along with Alyssa Flone. Ryan Smith will check out of the ball game. Both teams are in the bonus. And Lodato with the basketball. Lodato. So foul called on the North College defenders and Flone. Flone ran into a screen. Her second. And that will result in free throws. Knudsen will shoot two. First free throw is good. 4.6 seconds remaining. And another free throw on the way for Lacey Knudsen. Free throw is up by Knudsen. Off the heel, no good. Rebound, Ryan Smith, 3 seconds left, two, into the corner. Harmson fires it at the buzzer and wave it off, no good. Shot came after the buzzer. 64-46, North College very nearly executes the end of the quarter play. But as it is, Knudsen makes it an 18-point ball game, 64-46. Back with the fourth quarter of action right after this. Just got done watching the replay of that would-be buzzer beater, but the right call was made. That was pretty obvious right away, but it ended up being a lot closer than I thought. Ryan Smith goes over to Cruz. Harmson just took that dribble to her left, and that was the difference between her getting a shot off before the red light on the score on the backboard, indicating the end of the quarter came on. Pass goes into Paloma unable to finish on the drive. North College lead is 18, 64-46. Free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound cleared by Paloma. Here comes North College. Bounce pass by Ryan Smith intended for Gaysink. It's loose. Gaysink rolls it outside Paloma. Paloma, Ryan Smith, three, good. Annie Ryan Smith with another three. She's got 14 points, and the defenders lead 67-46. On the right side, Justice Ross. Ross gives it up. Lindsey Curran. Curran. Nothing there. Now Curran gets the return pass, and she fires another three. Curran with eight. The North College lead is 67-49. North College led briefly by 21. That was their largest lead of the game. Cruz at the free throw line. Cruz loses it. Picked up by CSM. Flames coming back the other way. Muhammad, three, good. Paige Muhammad with 11, and the North College lead is 67-52. The 21-point lead down to 15 after back-to-back threes. Ryan Smith is held on the play. Foul's going to go on number 40 for CSM, Lindsey Curran. Curran whistled for the personal. Inbounding the basketball will be Hannah Norton. North College up by a 67-52 count. Ball goes into Gasink. Gasink in between the circles. Gasink over to Cruz. Cruz out front, Norton. Norton with the basketball, left side, Angbers. 8-10 and counting. Pass comes back over to Paloma. Paloma, free throw line, nothing there. Gasing splits the defense, puts it up in traffic. Shot won't go down. Rebound tipped out by Paloma, controlled by CSM, and they can cut it down from 15. Losing the ball out of bounds is CSM. It will be CSM basketball, though, as they say it was last touched by a Dort College player. Dort College leading by 15, but they've surrendered six unanswered. Missed shot by CSM on the other end. Cruz on the breakaway, and Kim Cruz with a two-point bucket. 10 points in the second half. 11 for the game. Dort College leads 69-52 and stops the six-point run by the Flames. Albury passes right side, Muhammad. Muhammad with it on the right wing. Muhammad driving into the lane, shot no good. Rebound cleared, and we've got a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be CSM basketball on the alternating possession. 7:25 left to play here in the fourth quarter. Dort College up by 17. Inbounding. Pass comes in, Albury. Albury to Muhammad. Muhammad gives it up to Brown. Brown to Muhammad. Muhammad. Nelson. Nelson in traffic. Off to Albury. Albury, two-point basket. Good, she's got 10. 69-54, our score. Gasing splits the defense. Comes over to Norton. Norton, Angbers. Angbers thought about the three. Drops it off instead over to Paloma. Paloma's shot in traffic blocked. Ball's down on the floor. Jump ball called. Alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. Five new players checking in for Dort College. And throwing it in will be Alyssa Flohn. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop down at the south end of the DeWitt Gymnasium. Pass comes into Bausma. Bausma rolls it down low for Evavold. Evavold kick out pass Rinesmith. Rinesmith tries to thread the needle, and a reach-in foul called on Evavold. 6:42 remaining. Foul called on Evavold as number two on her. Kenzie Bausma checking into the game. Bringing the ball up the floor is Tiara Brown. Brown with the basketball. Gets it back to Lodato. Lodato driving in. Nothing there. Comes back out front to Nelson. Nelson into Albury. Albury shot no good in traffic. And the rebound is taken away by the defenders. Dort College basketball, 6-12 and counting, ball game. Right side, they feed it to Evavold, and Evavold is fouled from behind by Albury. Albury whistled for her second personal foul. And that is team foul number two on the Flames in this quarter. Inbounding the basketball will be Dort College's Alyssa Flohn. Gets it in. Harmson. Harmson off the dribble. Her three. Good. Peyton Harmson with 6 points. And the defender lead is 72-54. Driving the other way, Randy Rinesmith has whistled for the personal foul. Tiara Brown will not go to the free throw line. That foul, well, they are going to award her two shots. Brown with a couple of free throws on the way. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics by Joiners Ward Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City. So free throws for Brown. Brown makes one of two. Score stands 72-55. Bausma drives in, misses the shot, but there to clean it up is Evavold. Evavold with a two-point basket, and the defender lead is 74-55. Lindsey Curran with another three, and Curran, a player that is averaging just 0.8, less than a point per ball game. She has 11 here today, and the Dort College lead is 74-58. Still a 16-point advantage. Rinesmith fires it back to Bausma. Bausma is fouled on the way up, and Kinsey will go to the free throw line. She will shoot two free throws. Well, at the conclusion of this contest, we will check in with what else is happening in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Earlier today, the Dort College softball team opened its season with a pair of 1-0 wins over Presentation and Jamestown. Bausma makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming. Today's broadcast also made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Kenzie Bausma makes both free throws, and the defender lead is 76-58. So Dort College in control of this one. Dort College up by 18. And we've got a foul called before the shot, I believe. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Peyton Harmson. Harmson whistled for her second. So no free throws in that situation. Dort College will defend the out-of-bounds play underneath the basket. Lodato out front, guarded there by Pruitt. Rio Landers back in the game for the defenders. And muscling it up underneath the hoop is Nelson. Dort College leads 76-60. So we go back the other way. Dort College basketball, time running out now for the Flames. Out front, Fetters. Fetters with the basketball to Landers. Landers basket good. Landers cutting down the lane. And Rio Landers with two field goals today. The defenders lead 78-60. Pass down low, taken away by Landers. Landers with a steal. Here comes Dort College. Into the front court, Pruitt. Pruitt with a basketball on the left side. Pruitt back over to Harmson. Now Rinesmith. Rinesmith open 17-footer. Good. Annie Rinesmith with a two-point bucket, and the defenders lead 80-60, 3:45 and counting. Rinesmith now with 16 points today, 5 in the first half, 11 in the second half. Dort College with this one in hand, it would seem, up by 20. Pass into the corner, Lodato, and Pruitt's going to be called for a hold. Abby Pruitt called for her first personal. Well, Dort College with 80 points today. This is the third time Dort College has scored 80 or more this season. All of them have come in the last couple of weeks. Pass outside to Muhammad. Muhammad with it. Muhammad on the left wing. Down to the baseline. Puts up the floater. Shot no good. Bothered by Landers. Rebound Dort College. Rinesmith to Fetters. Fetters driving in. Nothing there. Rinesmith tried to follow it, and Rinesmith has it blocked, but there to clean it up, Dort College's Rio Landers. Landers now with six, and the defender lead is 82-60. Dort College scored a season-high 89 points against Northwestern back on January 25 in that 89-83 win. Scored 82 against Morningside this past week in that win, 82-75. And the defenders up 82-60 here against the College of St. Mary Flames. So the third time since January 25, the defenders have scored 82 or more. First free throw is up and good for the Flames and Pillar Aldrich. Aldrich with 8, now 9, and another one on the way. 82-61, Dort College goes on the road to face Mount Marty on Wednesday night of this coming week. So free throw on the way for Aldrich. Came in averaging 8.2 points per game. She's got 10 tonight. And the defender lead is 82-62. Alyssa Flown with the basketball. Flown down into the corner. Alyssa over to Kim Cruz. Cruz catches, fires a three, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by the Flames. Flames with the basketball. They don't have the numbers. They're going to press it. Into the front court, Brown. Brown picks up her dribble. Driving in, and we have a travel violation called on the Flames and Nelson. Nelson whistled for the travel as she ran into the wall. And the Dort College defenders, Paige Angbers, will inbound the basketball. And bringing the ball up is Flown. Flown passes over to Angbers. Angbers to Paloma. Into the corner, Norton. Hannah Norton with the basketball. Comes back over to Angbers. Angbers with it. Left side pass, Cruz. Cruz, Norton. Norton, deep left corner. 9 to shoot for the defenders. 2:10 remaining in the ballgame. Angbers off the dribble. 17-footer made it look pretty easy. Paige Angbers with her third field goal. She's got 7 points. And the defender lead is 84-62. Under 2 minutes to go in this one. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Cruz. Here comes Dort College. Jailbreak. Cruz, right side. Norton thought about the three. Steps in instead. 15-footer hangs on the rim. Won't go down. And now two players collide. And Paloma will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Paloma will shoot a pair. 1:42 remaining. So free throw on the way is up. No good by Paloma. The defenders have not shot free throws well today. They're going to win by around 20 in spite of the fact that they didn't shoot the free throws very well. Right now they're hovering around 65%. Paloma makes one of two, and the defender lead is 85-62. 85-62, Dort College in with this one in hand. Pass goes right side, baseline jumper, rattles out, no good. And now a foul on the play called on CSM. And Hannah Norton will shoot free throws. It's foul number 4 for Brown. So Hannah Norton, a senior from Buffalo, Minnesota, shooting 2 free throws. And the 5'2 senior gets a big round of applause from her teammates. In the final home game for the defenders this season, Steffi Kennard's going to be checking into the game in just a moment. Second free throw by Norton is up and good. It's 87-62. 87-62. Dort College by 25, 1:30 remaining, so 90 seconds left. Right side with the basketball is Lindsey Curran. Curran will launch another three, missed that one. She's had the hot hand, though, here in the second half. And the ball is deflected out. Ashley Shahusky will check into the contest. Checking out will be Alyssa Flown. 1:16 remaining. Out front, they feed it down low with the basketball. Flames get it to their post player, Allie Gates, unable to hang on to it. Here comes Shahusky. Shahusky across half court. She goes left side, DeYoung. DeYoung, this is Landers, and Landers is fouled on the play. 87-62, our score. Under a minute to go in regulation. Dort College leading by 25. Right side of the basketball is Curran. Curran back over to Knudsen. Gets it down low. Gates. 14 to shoot. Cross court pass. Gates on the right elbow, working against Deanna Hawksberg, and shot is missed, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders and Kennard. Kennard to Shahusky. Shahusky with it. Picked up her dribble. DeYoung. Paige DeYoung lets fly with a three. Shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by CSM. Dort College is going to improve to 5-13 in the conference. CSM is going to fall to 1-18. Dort College inching closer to 500. They're 13-15 overall, while CSM will go to 5-22. That's our final, 87-62. Dort College with the Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball victory here this afternoon. Let's take a timeout, and we'll be back with more from the DeWitt right after this. We are going to do things in reverse order as the Dort College defender, women's basketball coach, Katie DeWitt-Severson, has made her way out of the locker room. I don't even know if they ever made it to the locker room here this afternoon, but we will get to her first, and then we will take a look at the numbers. And Coach DeWitt-Severson, good way for your team to close out the home portion of your schedule. A game that you controlled for the most part in the first half and then really put it away with a strong start to the second half of play. Your team seemed to come out second half, renewed focus, and defensively really made things difficult for CSM.
Yeah, our kids really wanted to get a win for our seniors in their last home game. We feel like our seniors have sacrificed a lot for this team and this program over the course of the 2 years that I've been here. And so we knew that we could have cleaned some things up in the first half, and if we did those things in the second half, we were going to be able to put them away.
College of St. Mary, what kind of what challenges did they present? What was the game plan against them?
You know, we needed to make sure that we kept number 10 kind of under control. She's a pretty good player for them. She drives to the basket and creates some things for her teammates. They're just a really strong and physical team. They can go on runs where they hit a bunch of threes at a time. I know they did that to us at home last year. And it's a team that you don't want to get rolling early, because if they do, they really carry their momentum throughout the game. And so we wanted to make sure that we were containing their offense, making sure that we were pressuring the ball so that they weren't getting any early threes. And I don't think we did a great job in the first half of that, but in the second half we refocused on the scout, and the girls were really intentional about making sure that we executed that.
In the fourth quarter, you were able to work a lot of players into the ball game, and you didn't have a lot of drop-off. You went to a platoon for a while where players were going for 2 and 3 minutes at a time. Just seemed like that really helped your effort. Did you get the sense that the heavy substitutions helped in terms of keeping people fresh?
Yeah, you know, one thing that we really feel good about is our depth. At different times of the year, we've had a lot of different kids play minutes for us, and I thought we had a really, really good practice yesterday and a really good shoot-around today, and I felt like all 18 kids were going to be able to come in and contribute at some point. And so being able to keep the kids fresh throughout the last few games has really, I think, been what has allowed us to shoot at a higher percentage and for the kids to get some confidence every time they go onto the floor.
Limited College of St. Mary to 20 of 60 shooting from the floor, while your team, 50%, and third time since your win over Northwestern that you've gone over 80 points. You continue to get things figured out, it seems, on offense compared with where you were probably right around the change of the calendar from 16 to 17. Your team has figured some things out.
Yeah, you know, I think one strength that our team has is a lot of different people can score, and we're sharing the ball really well right now. We were moving the ball from side to side and getting different people cutting to the basket. Shea had a really nice game for us, which was nice to see for her, especially with her last home game. But I think it's great that we have a lot of different kids who can score. I think Kim had 11 here, Shea had 18, Annie had 16, but then you got Jamie at 8, Paige with 7. Peyton came in and hit some big shots. I think Rachel came in and hit some shots. She was 3 of 3 again, which is, I mean, Rachel's doing a good job putting the ball in the hole during her minutes. Rio came in and had some good minutes for us. And so our depth continues to work in our favor. And that's been really fun to see.
Now you flip the page. You go on the road for a couple of contests next week. And Mount Marty tonight, or today I should say, knocked off Hastings 61-57. So you just never know what's going to happen throughout the course of a day. Taking on a Mount Marty team that's going to be coming off a win over Hastings, they're going to be, in all likelihood, playing with a lot of confidence as well at their home floor.
Yeah, you know, we thought that this was going to be a tough game, Mount Marty at Mount Marty. They play really well at home. They shoot really well at home. They've got some good senior leadership in their post players and Logan Wagner. And so we really need to make sure that we are refocused on them, and we got to take one game at a time. We feel like we have a lot of momentum right now and a lot of confidence, and so we're hopefully going to carry that into Wednesday before we can even look ahead at the Concordia game.
That's Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
That's Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson. Let's take a look at the numbers now. Dort College for the ball game, 50%, 31 of 62 from the floor, 5 of 13 from the three-point line, 38.5%, and 20 of 30 on free throws, 66.7%. For the Flames, they were 20 of 60, 9 of 20, and 13 of 18. That's 33% from the floor, 45% on three-pointers, 72% from the free-throw line. Dort College was led by Shea Palamas, 18 points. She also grabbed 12 rebounds. She was 7 of 10 from the floor. Annie Rinesmith, 6 of 9 from the floor, 2 for 3 on threes. She ends up with 16 points. 11 for Kim Cruz. 8 points for Jamie Gasing, 7 for Paige Angbers, 2 for Hannah Norton, 3 for Alyssa Flohn, 4 for Kinsey Bausma, 6 for Peyton Harmson, 6 for Rio Landers, and 6 for Rachel Evavold. For the Flames, Paige Muhammad had 11 points along with Lindsay Curran. Curran did her damage in a little over 12 minutes of play. 10 points for Shelby Alberry, 10 for Pillar Aldridge, 6 for Ashley Nelson, 2 for Justice Ross, 5 for Alyssa Lodato, 4 for Lacey Knudsen, 2 for Miranda Acuna, 1 for Tiara Brown, for their total of 62. Shea Paloma had 12 rebounds. Jamie Gasink had 7. 5 for Kinsey Bausma. 5 for Annie Rinesmith. 3 assists for Rinesmith, 5 for Gasing, 2 each for Cruz and Angbers. Flohn and Rinesmith also had 2 steals each. For CSM, 3 assists for Ashley Nelson, 2 each for Muhammad and Ross. Other GPAC scores today. Finals, Morningside over Doan, 83-69. Morningside is now 12-6. Doan falls to 7-11. Dort over the College of St. Mary, 87-62. Dort College is now 5-13 in the conference. CSM falls to 1-18. Northwestern over Midland, 90-50. Northwestern now 10-9. Midland falls to 7-11. And it was Mount Marty over Hastings, 61-57. Hastings falls to 13-5. And Mount Marty improves to 6-12. Concordia will beat Briarcliff. It's a 20-point ball game with 3 minutes to go, so Concordia will go to 17-0. And the Briarcliff Chargers will fall to 8-10. Dakota Wesleyan was idle. They'll be playing Concordia tomorrow afternoon at the Corn Palace in a makeup game from earlier this season. Dort College basketball back in action on Wednesday when they travel to Yankton to face the Mount Marty Lancers. That's going to do it for a broadcast this afternoon of Dort College basketball on KDCR. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.